Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy football. They just finished up their final practice yesterday before the spring game tomorrow. We've got linebacker Logan Wilson joining us here on the program. Logan, what's happening, man? How's spring been treating you so far with the football practices and all that?
It's been pretty good so far. Like you said, we just finished up our last practice for the spring game, and we're a little down on the defensive side. We got a lot of guys out that have had surgery, off-season surgery, but they'll be back for fall camp. So it's given some other guys, some younger guys, some other opportunities to show what they're made of, and I think they've showed up. So,
who in particular has caught your eye? Maybe at the linebacker spot or some of the other spots out there where they're trying to build some depth.
In the linebacker spot, I think Vaugh has really started to progress. He understands the defense better than he did in the fall, which is a good sign. And then, on the defensive line, I think Garrett Kroll has really, he's been really playing hard, and he's been really, improving his game this spring, and I've really noticed it. So it'll be nice to have him again this coming year.
Where have you gotten better this off season so far, Logan? What have you worked to improve on this spring?
Personally, I've worked on trying to improve my blitzing technique and things to do with blitzing. And then another thing that I've improved on is making sure I'm not my pad level is down more in my back pedal and my shuffle when I'm getting to my zone drops, because that way I can come out of my breaks a lot faster instead of being, too tall.
Where do you think the strength of this defense lies right now? I mean, you guys are so good. You had such a drastic improvement to lead the country in takeaways and be top 10 in the country in scoring defense. But in your opinion, where do you think the strength lies in this defense?
To be honest, I mean, we've got pretty good players at about every position,
right?
I think, in my opinion. But I think the biggest thing that we have is everyone puts out effort. And, that's a big reason why we got takeaways last year. Everyone plays hard. Everyone flies to the ball. And so when you have guys that are always around the ball and, people are starting to, starting to get tackled, and then you get guys that come and take shots on people, that's how you get a lot of forced fumbles and things like that. And then, interceptions come from our D-line. Putting pressure on the quarterback. So, really, we just have that that cowboy tough mentality that we're gonna play hard, and we're gonna play hard for each other and do whatever we can to come away with a victory.
Do you ever look back at last year and say, "Wow, we averaged forcing 3 turnovers a game to get to where we were at"? I mean, that's insane to think that you guys forced that many turnovers, and to think that could happen again. I mean, that's asking a lot. But do you ever sit back and like, "Wow, that's amazing"? That really is amazing, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like you said, it really is to average 3 turnovers a game on defense, and then our offense to not really even hardly turn the ball over themselves. Mm-hmm. So it really, really helped us win some games last year. Do it look back and say that there was things we can improve on? Absolutely. I mean, mm-hmm. There's always things that we can improve on each and every game. Complacency will lead you to failure, so. We're not complacent at all. We know what we need to do to continue to do this. I'm not saying we're going to get that many turnovers again, but we're going to do what got us to the point last year, and hopefully improve on some little things individually and collectively that'll help us, keep improving.
Most of the evaluation has been done for spring ball. You have the spring game coming up, but you had those 2 closed scrimmages and all the practices leading up. So, maybe some evaluation from some of the younger guys tomorrow, but what do you want to accomplish? What do you think as a defense you guys want to accomplish during the spring game?
I haven't really thought about that. I think the biggest thing that we want to accomplish is just to make sure that we still have guys running the football. In the spring, there's times when you can get lazy and whatnot because it's not as, it's not as, how would I say this? It's not as serious of a practice,
right,
so to say, because it's not fall camp and we're not getting ready for the season as much because there's still that time before that. But, obviously, we still want guys to get better, and we need to keep flying the ball and just keep making plays. And I think that's just something that we've continued to do is just consistency. So in the spring game, I just want to see us continue to be consistent, even if we don't have our full strength of guys.
You know, I get what you're saying, too, and that's kind of how I explained it yesterday. I mean, most of the serious stuff was done in the 14 practices beforehand. This is kind of, I talked to Tyler Hall yesterday. He said, you know, go out there and have fun. It's almost like this is for the fans to come out and see you guys once this spring. It just seems like more of a fun atmosphere.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it always is, especially playing War Memorial in front of any fans. It's a great time. War Memorial is a great stadium, and you know we got really good support system from our fans here. So you know it'll be a fun time for everyone, especially the kids that, you know, the redshirt guys or the younger guys that haven't really had a chance to play in War Memorial. Mm-hmm. They'll get to experience something like that. So.
So one fan, I believe, is going to get an opportunity to call an offensive play during the spring game. If you had a choice to call an offensive play, what would you call?
I don't know. I would probably call a deep pass, like a long, like a shot downfield. That's probably what I would call.
You know, it's interesting. I was just thinking about this. You got to play, and I know he's on the other side of the field, with a first-round NFL draft pick. You know Josh is going to be taken to the first round. But in high school, I believe you played with Taven Bryan, who's jumping up the draft boards as well.
Yeah.
How cool is that to know that you've been on the field with two potential first-round draft picks, NFL draft picks?
You know, honestly, it's pretty surreal. I don't know if I ever would have thought that I would be able to say that at any point in my life. So, you know, it's pretty cool to know that you played with two guys that are potentially going to be taken in the first round. I mean, obviously we'll see, what is it, next week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, it'll be interesting. You know, Taven's from, I didn't really talk to him, you know, after he left from Florida. He was a year older. So I didn't really, you know, talk to him that much, but obviously I knew who he was and, you know, we were still friends, but. With Josh, I know him better than I did Taven. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see. Plus, you know, Josh's draft pick will puts our school on the national stage again, and that's big time for our program. And hopefully, just keep, you know, pushing us forward.
Where will you be watching the draft, or will you watch the draft next week?
You know, I haven't really made any plans for that yet. We'll see, but I definitely will be watching the draft, especially the first round, to see if Taven goes and if where Josh gets picked. So,
where do you think Josh would be best picked? Have you even thought about that? Where do you think he'll go? Do you think he'll go top pick overall? And what do you think is the best fit for him?
You know, personally, I'm a Broncos fan, so I would love it if he went there. But you know, I don't really know what the best. I know that these top teams that are, you know, ahead, that have the top five picks in the draft, you know, they're setting up to where, like, he wouldn't have to play right away, type of thing. So, and that's what I think they're doing with a lot of the quarterbacks, and I think that's a good situation for him. You know, don't force him into something that he's not ready to do and let him maybe develop if he needs to, but if he's ready to go, then, you know, you throw him in there. But I think that, you know, these teams are setting up to where they won't have to play these quarterbacks right away, which I think is smart on their end.
Well, you think about it too. Let's go back to the Cowboy defense. I mean, with Dewey, with Carl, Johanna, I mean, throw you in the mix. There's NFL talent all over that defense. So how good can you guys be defensively this year?
You know, I think the sky's the limit still.
Yep.
You know, we don't really lose hardly anyone. I mean, we lose a corner or two corners and, you know, a nickelback and a couple D linemen. But really, I think we got guys that are in place to take those spots and succeed with them. You know, the cornerback position is obviously a little bit tougher, but we got Noodles back and he's played for us before. The other corner spot, I mean, is still, you know, up for grabs between a couple of younger guys. And so, you know, we'll see which one, you know, runs away with the job. But, We'll be confident in whatever which one, you know, does that. And I mean, obviously, we'll just see what we can do. I mean, we got some goals that we don't really need to share with everyone, but we want to be as good as we can. So,
Logan, you led the team in tackles. You had 119. You had 8 tackles for loss, a sack, a pick, a fumble recovery, 2 forced fumbles. I think you scored a touchdown last year as well. I mean, do you feel like you're the leader of this Cowboy defense, being in that middle linebacker spot? Is that how you kind of take on, or is this kind of a spreading the wealth in terms of leadership on the defense?
You know, this year I think it'll be spreading the wealth, so to say. But I do think, look at myself as a leader of the mm-hmm. defense because I'm in the middle. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I don't know if I would have seen that last year, but then when I got elected a team captain, I realized, you know, what my teammates thought of me. And so, you know, it really progressed me further as a leader to take control, when we hit adversity at times in the game, because it's going to happen. It's just part of sports. You got to have guys that are going to lead and show by example. You know, I'm not a big vocal leader in the first place, and so we got like guys like Dewey that'll do that stuff. Just because he wasn't a captain last year doesn't mean he's not a leader. Mm-hmm. You know, but he's more of a vocal guy than I am. I'm more of a leader by example, so I like to do things the right way and set, you know, show kids what they need to do. So, I mean, really, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Awesome stuff. Logan, it certainly was a pleasure chatting with you. We'll see you over there for the spring game Saturday, and thank you so much for joining us.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.